Can Rapido's only challenge Swiggy and Zomato's duopoly?
Mumbai founders team up to fuel the next wave of startups.
Info Edge partners open up on next big bets.
7 more Indian IT firms to join the $1 billion revenue club.
All about Shubhanshu Shukla, the Indian pilot charting a historic journey to space.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. So it looks like things are heating up in the food delivery space. Rapido, known for bike taxis, is now rolling into food delivery with their new venture called Only. Well, at least that's the working name for now.
Yes, they're stepping right into the kitchen that's been dominated by Zomato and Swiggy for years. And here's the twist. Swiggy is actually one of Rapido's investors with a 10% stake. But this isn't stopping Rapido. They're going all in. They're planning to offer zero commissions for restaurants, fixed delivery fee, no packaging markups. And they're making sure online prices match what you'd pay if you walked into the restaurant.
Well, that's a pretty strong pitch, especially when many restaurant owners have long complained about high commissions and rising customer acquisition costs with the big two.
For now, we hear that Rapido will fix a delivery fee of flat 25 rupees for orders over rupees 100 and rupees 20 for smaller ones. And here's the catch. The restaurant will have to cover that delivery fee, not the customer, at least in the beginning.
Yes, but we need to wait and watch how restaurants respond to this. But some numbers here, Rapido already does 4 million rides across 500 cities. So they've got the scale to pull this off. But can they sustain this without burning more cash?
That's the million-dollar question, Bhavya. It remains to be seen if Rapido can successfully break the duopoly enjoyed by Zomato and Swiggy so far, something that wasn't possible with the ONDC experiment so far. Remember, Zepto Cafe 2 is another challenger. Now, from food to funding, a group of top Mumbai-based startup founders have banded together to launch Team Angels, an early-stage investment collective.
Yes, so think of it as Mumbai's homegrown Shark Tank, but with a community-first approach here. So we hear founders like Harsh Jain of Dream11, Anupam Mittal of Shaadi.com, Nitish Mithersain of Nazara, Mayank Kumar of Upgrade, and many more, including Anand Jain of CleverTap, among others, are pulling in their personal money to back new startups.
Yes, they're planning to invest anywhere between rupees 40 lakhs to 1.5 crores in startups at the idea to seed stage over the next year. And they're doing this to strengthen Mumbai's tech ecosystem.
Yes, fair game there. But these founders bring not just money, but mentorship and access to their networks. That's pretty much like a gold for a new founder.
Right. Now, Team Angels is working with AngelList India to manage the process, and they've even hired an investment manager to hunt for the right startups. Sounds like Mumbai wants to be more than the financial capital. It also wants to be the startup hub.
Yes. Speaking of investments, Info Edge Ventures, remember they are the early backers of Zomato and Policy Bazaar, are out with a new next fund.
Yes, they've secured a rupees 1,000 crore anchor commitment and are aiming to close around rupees 1,500 to 1,700 crore in total.
And what's interesting is where they're putting their money next. In a conversation with our colleague Aryaman Gupta, Chinmaya Sharma and Kitty Agarwal, partners of the InfoEdge Ventures, said that they are doubling down on AI, SaaS, B2B and adding focus areas like climate, cybersecurity and even defense tech.
Agarwal said what they look for hasn't changed: founder obsession, sharp customer insights, and relentless execution. She pointed out that when they backed Zomato and Policy Bazaar, these were unproven categories, and what mattered most was the team's clarity and insight.
Yes, meanwhile, Chinmaya Sharma added that AI will be a horizontal force multiplier cutting across sectors. So he says that they are seeing infrastructure startups in semiconductors, data, algorithms, LLMs, and even both enterprise and consumer applications.
So far, InfoEdge has backed about 75 companies, and they believe smaller focus funds like theirs tend to outperform by staying closer to founders and making sharp early calls. Let's shift gears to India's IT sector. Now, mid-sized IT firms are quietly closing the gap with the big players. Seven of them, companies like FirstSource, Cyient, and KPIT, among others, are all on track to hit $1 billion in annual revenue over the next few years.
Yes, that's a big deal. For years, tier one firms dominated the landscape. Now, mid-tier players are proving they can scale up just as fast.
This shift is changing the competitive dynamics of India's $280 billion IT services industry. In the past decade, 15 Indian IT firms crossed the $1 billion mark, 10 of them in just the last 5 years.
Yes, and this isn't slowing down anytime soon. Names like Persistent Systems, Coforge, and Sonata Software have recently joined that club. It's like the IT version of cricket. There's more depth in the bench now.
Exactly. The game is getting wide open.
Yes, and finally, let's end with a historic note. India is set to send its first astronaut to the International Space Station on June 11th.
Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, a test pilot with the Indian Air Force, will be aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 as part of the Axiom Mission 4, a private mission in collaboration with NASA and ISRO.
Yes, some tidbits here on who this new space hero is. So Shukla is a native of Lucknow and a graduate of the National Defense Academy. And he holds an M.Tech in Aerospace Engineering from IISc Bangalore. So he has over 2,000 flight hours and was part of the astronaut training program for India's Gaganyaan mission, which is still in the works.
His parents described him as quiet, focused, and fearless. In fact, she said, and I quote, "Until now, people remembered Rakesh Sharma. From now on, they'll remember Shubhanshu Shukla." Well, we'll be watching that launch closely on June 11th, and definitely a beautiful moment for Indian space history, definitely giving us a lot of goosebumps.
Yes, definitely. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.